Good morning. This is Ronnie and R&R Handy Home Solutions.
Oh, good morning. I'm looking for Rebecca. This is Amy Nelson with Local Splash.
Just a moment.
Hi, this is Ronnie and Rebecca regarding our appointment at 8:30.
Correct. For the Google Guarantee?
Yes.
Okay, is this a good time for you?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So my name is Amy. I'm the specialist in the department that handles the onboarding and different things for the Google Guarantee platform. And she put here in the notes that, let me see here. Okay, so I'm just taking a look at everything. The primary services that you guys are providing, what would you say they are?
The top
professional organizing and handyman services.
Okay, so organizing doesn't qualify for Google Guarantee. It is a very specific set. But the handyman very well may. So the vertical for handyman is going to include specific keywords that are set directly by Google. I want to review those with you guys now, just so we can decide if this is a good vertical or if there's something else that we can provide with the Google Guarantee platform.
Right.
So
this was about the pay for leads, correct?
Correct. It's the Google Guarantee LSA platform. So the way that this works is Google has set verticals, which are better known as categories, but they named them verticals. I don't know why, but it's a little complicated.
Right.
Okay, so it's category, right? And then it has specific keywords that are set within that are set by Google. So they're not set by Local Splash. Local Splash just honors the keywords. There's no way we can add to them. We can subtract from them, but the services that come with Handyman are assemble furniture, cleaning gutters, installing and repairing drywall, installing and repairing fans, installing and repairing flooring and tile, installing and repairing water fixtures, mounting TVs, painting indoors and outdoors.
Okay.
Are those keywords that you guys offer, services that you guys offer?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So the other cool thing about the handyman vertical is that there's no license requirement with Google Guarantee for the application or insurance. That may change in the future, but as of right now, there isn't. Now, when I was looking at your current site, which I do understand that we're doing a revamp and mimicking the site that you guys currently have, I also saw stuff on there that was like remodeling. Yes, and do you guys have license to remodel in the state of California?
No,
but we don't have to. When it's up to a certain thing, we can remodel without a license.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand. I get it. Absolutely. No, I understand. But to qualify you for remodels for Google Guarantee, you would have to have the licensing. So I'm just trying to see what all I can offer you. But once your Google Guarantee approved, and then like say later on that you want to have the leads coming in for remodel, then we can qualify you for that because you'll already have paid the fee. You would just need to turn in the new licensing and stuff like that. So I'm just trying to get a big scope on everything you guys are providing. That way I have an idea of what to come in at. Okay.
And really what we wanted to know is just information, and then we also wanted to know pricing. Right now I'm already paying for leads with Angie. So, and this, we literally just started. You guys called yesterday, and we went with your guys' service, but I am still paying for those leads with Angie, so I'm not jumping on anything right now. What I was kind of looking for was a pricing structure from you guys as far as how it works and what the charges were.
Right, that's what we're going over right now. So the upfront cost is a one-time $250 application fee, and then once you guys are completely Google Guarantee approved, assuming that you'll pass all qualifications, then your cost per qualified lead is $66.67 for handyman leads, and a minimum monthly budget or activation budget of $872. And that $66.67 can increase. You guys are in San Diego, so it is probably going to increase with max lead bidding. Honestly, that would be more of like a base cost. That's another reason that I was trying to see, like, what else you guys might want to offer. Because, honestly, the cost per lead for one of those handyman leads, in my opinion, is a little bit high.
Yeah.
However, I don't have control over that. But if I was able to get you a better qualified lead, meaning different keywords, maybe the remodeling and stuff like that, then, I mean, the cost per lead is a little bit higher on that. It's $92 a lead. But if you're getting a remodeling lead where you're remodeling a whole room or a whole house as opposed to, you know, making a couple of drywall repairs, then it makes a lot more sense for you guys with something like that. So those are the options available. And we do have the ability to, like I said, to get you approved once you have the license for the remodeling stuff. If that's something that you're interested in, the cost per lead program is a really awesome program. And the reason that it's so special right now is because it gives you, unlike Angie's, like how you have to share the leads. You have to chase that caller down. You're expected to make contact with that person. That's not how Google Guarantee works. It's an exclusive lead. It's coming directly to you guys. You're not sharing it. So, when the phone rings, you know that it's a Google Guarantee lead because it has the Google Guarantee call tracking number on it. And it also has the whisper feature, meaning it's going to let you know LSA Google Guarantee right before the caller is connected. In addition to that, you're only charged for the qualified leads. So Google has a specific set of criteria that is for qualified or unqualified leads. So like sales, solicitation, spam, robocalls. All of those are considered unqualified leads. And AI is actually listening to each one of those calls, unlike HomeAdvisor, Angie's, where there's no recourse. If they say, hey, you've been on the phone for a minute and 33 seconds with that person, you were maybe just leaving a voicemail to try to connect with them, they still count that as a lead, and there's no recourse for you to get that money back. It's not the same with Google Guarantee. So they know everything you guys have been through with Angie, Sumtac, Porch, all the different pay-per-lead programs, because what those companies do is actually purchase ad spend from Google and then resell it to you guys. That's why Google built this program, is to trump those programs.
Okay.
Did you have other options?
I think on this we're...
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think I know where you're going. It's a little bit costly. You're not going to do it right now. Obviously, that's apparent, and I don't blame you there at all, but you guys do have other options available. I don't know if you've ever considered Yelp, but we're also a partner directly to Yelp, and that's done at a flat rate of $4.99 a month. You get an extra $100 in Yelp ads, and the cost per lead is a lot lower. Like, you're looking at between 10 and 15. So that's an option that's available to you guys too. Once you determine if you want to add in any additional services and have leads, and there's no qualifications or downtime on that either, meaning there's no license requirement, insurance requirement, there's no background check that has to be done. It's literally like a 3-day turnaround. You can begin receiving leads.
Okay.
I
think we're just gonna wait till we get our contract. Yeah. I think we are actually just gonna wait till we get our license,
because unfortunately, the jobs that we do, and quite honestly, the jobs that we do that are $125, $150 plus, you know, plus the materials.
Your lead fee. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know,
the lead fee, the material, the time.
I'm saying,
yeah,
just the material.
All the stuff. Mm-hmm.
Right, and most of those jobs I can't pass that lead fee on to the customer at $60-something.
Yeah.
Because then I'm pricing myself out of the work. But those types of work actually put more money in our pocket than large remodels. Because unfortunately, large remodels, the majority of the income from that is to pay for materials and subs.
Right.
So, I mean, it's one of those things that we're putting excessive amount of time in where it cuts our hourly rate down.
Yeah.
So until we get a contractor license, you know, it makes much more sense.
Yeah. It does.
Because at that point, then we can bid out jobs.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely. I completely understand where you're coming from, and that's why I was, you know, I was asking the questions in the beginning is because this obviously isn't the first time I've seen a newer company in a situation like you guys are in. I mean, it takes money to make money. You know that. But you can't rob Peter to pay Paul to get a $125 lead. That's not smart. It's just not smart business, right? Like, over time, it'll build up, and those people, you're building your clientele, so whenever they have an issue, they're always going to call R&R because they know that they can depend on you guys and you do quality work. But it's that in-between time that sucks, right? So I understand.
Well,
yeah, I get it. That's why I suggested the Yelp program.
For us to,
go ahead.
Yeah. And that's what I say. In order to do where that would make sense is where we would have employees. We would have to have our contractor's license and send them out.
Right.
To be able to do those jobs, because then we can charge paper rates.
Well,
right.
And I think, I mean, initially, we were just looking for what your guys' prices were. And I'll tell you right now, I mean, we just started the Angie's thing literally last Friday, and Tuesday I turned one of the leads on, or turned the leads on.
Uh-huh.
We got one, and they gave us an average of what the cost was going to be, and it was like $12. And we're talking about just small leads to fill the in-between time from our big jobs. You know what I mean?
Of course.
So, and honestly, 10 of them at $12, I was going, oh, well, this really is probably not going to work, because if we're going to get one out of 10, and we just paid $120 at $12 for a $150 job. That's ridiculous. Well, this is even worse than what I thought. And like I said, it literally just started. The first lead we got was $25. And the quality people, I mean, that's the biggest thing is, they were shopping for an estimate to give to their landlord, and that's what they were looking for. And, of course, we'll deliver the estimate, and the estimate's free because that's what we do.
Right.
But at the same time, I look at it like financially, I wanted the lead to go in between. So paying for leads right now without being a contractor is probably not good. Something we might look at after I drop Angie's, which is going to probably happen.
Yeah.
I want to at least make somewhat of a commitment, and that way I can actually see what type of market we're getting with Angie's, because at this point, I have one customer, you know what I mean, from Angie's list, and I saw what the market was, and I wasn't very impressed, but I wanted to see how effective those leads were going to be after a couple of weeks, you know, and I really can't tell from one.
No.
And really what I was looking for is just to get an idea from you guys, because I did read, when I read the contract, I saw the option for Yelp and everything on there as well. Of course, it didn't go into the details of it.
No, it never does.
Like you did on the phone.
Different promotions
are
available. Right. And this is the thing that I want to explain to you guys about why I suggest the Yelp program, because I am the top upgrade specialist here at Local Splash, and I'm very familiar with the different products and how they're going to work for you over a period of time. Honestly, without the contractor's license and not taking on those super big jobs right this moment, the best bet for you when you're ready is the Yelp, only because it's direct contact from the client. Okay. The client is messaging you with exactly what they need. Okay. Cause it's gone through a series of questions. So it's narrowed the field, right? When the client goes into Yelp, there's multiple ways to get into it, but the main way that they're going into Yelp and the Yelpers are connecting with you guys is they're going into Yelp, they're putting in what they need, right? Maybe they need a disability ramp installed, right? They're going to put that in, and then it's going to ask Yelp, it goes through a series of qualifying questions to see exactly what it is. So when that message comes through to you, it is the client directly messaging you, but it has all of those details. So your first message out to them already has like all that great information that you're looking for. You normally, you know what I mean? And it's a better bang for your buck.
And same with Angie's though, we're getting the full list of information. However, it's the quality of leads that are coming through. Now, I mean, I'm judging it off of one, and I was like, oh, okay, what did we get ourselves into? But as with business, you do have to take some risks
good with
you know,
the back,
and
right?
This mm-hmm. is one of those business risks that didn't cost an arm and a leg, and
right.
it was worth exploring, and
sure.
I'm not done exploring it yet. I mean, you guys called yesterday, which, I mean, I really feel like was a blessing because we really, I don't have
we're
the time in this
you.
Other company.
Right.
I mean,
and we are going to help you.
This other company we've been
yes.
working with, I kid you not. I've been working with them since November. The website is in the current situation it is. I sent them pictures. It was supposed to be ready to go and up and running. Today was my goal because this has been ongoing for a ridiculous amount of time.
Right.
So I'm at the point, and not just that, theirs was also guaranteed, and I'm not even going to tell you what we paid for, but we also did all the branding and logos with them, which I am very pleased with, but as soon as they were done with the branding and logos and I didn't like their other stuff, like the stuff for the cars and everything and the graphics for that,
right?
I didn't buy them because I didn't like them.
Right.
You know, we have a local graphic artist that can take the logos that they made, which are beautiful, and turn them into what we want.
Right.
And they all of a sudden they lost communication. So this is where my frustration is. So that was a really big expense, and we just decided to go into business in August. So we did this in August. I mean, we're still working on this through the beginning of 2025. No, I would have.
Yeah.
Said by now, my website should have been up and running.
I would
you know?
Agree. I would agree. And, I would agree with you, especially when the amount is so high you don't even want to share it with me. I would agree. And
yeah.
I want to put your mind
yeah.
at ease. The program that you purchased with Local Splash is a fantastic program, you guys. It's going to put you where you want to be. It's going to have direct calls coming from that local map as well as Facebook. The website's almost done. Like, they're finishing up the site. I just took a look at it. They're finishing up the site. And then it's customizable from there. You can go in and make changes yourself if you want to. You don't have to. But if you want to, you guys
right.
have
well,
the ability
and
to do
you see the way that website is laid out?
Right.
I kid you not. Every step of the way,
you have to hold their hand the whole time.
Every stupid little button to the every single thing, I have been sending them detailed. Okay, I'll send them a picture of this page. This is what I need here on this page. This is what I need there on that page. And verbatim, I kid you not, step by step, they'll email me back, confirm, because I tried to speak with the gentleman over the phone, and he's clearly from another country, but his communication is not great.
Oh,
so, and I'm no offense to him, but
yeah, no, of course not, but that's super frustrating.
Via
right, email so he could translate it into his language.
Yes. Correct. Yes. And they're a company that's in New York, which I already told them from the get. I was very nervous hiring a company outside of California.
Right.
One, because I need somebody who's here and understands what we're going through and what we need.
Right.
And, you know, the salesperson on the phone, he assured me it was going to be this. And then we went over everything. I mean, as of right now, even on the logos and everything, I was supposed to get DSP files. I was supposed to get vector files. Right now, I have PDF files. So, I mean, I'm a little bit frustrated with everything because doing graphic design, as much as I admire it, is not my thing.
Right.
It's not something that I want
clearly,
to do. That's why I think somebody
design,
else can do it.
You know? Like,
no, and web design and, well, even as far as my email setup, I mean, I kid you not, my husband and I sat down for 5 hours just plugging in the stuff, and then I started doing some more Google research and was like, well, shoot, this site offers this and this site offers this. You know, I could have this beautiful looking email that I can send back and forth. And
right.
here we are plugging it in. Now, we did relatively well. I gave it to my husband, told him I'm very frustrated with it. Have fun. And it's not that bad. But it's not where I wanted to go with it, you know? It's just...
Right.
I really wanted to... And when I say we paid them a lot, we paid them a lot. Thousands.
Go ahead, Ronnie.
The Yelp leads is the Yelp thing is actually it's for the short term it's a very smart play.
Mm-hmm.
However, the
right.
the biggest thing is I use Yelp to basically to figure out if I need this, that, or the other, or if I'm getting something from there, and there's a Yelp review or whatever on it, the reviews for me are what makes the biggest importance, because anybody can write anything.
Right.
And also from our web designer that was supposed to be designing our web, part of what they wanted to originally offer us was 5-star ratings and reviews that they made up.
No.
And I don't like that.
No, that's not.
And
that would get
Yelp,
you excommunicated quickly. Yelp what?
Right.
Yelp
can't do that. I mean,
no, Yelp cannot do that. They will not accept that. They're very, very particular about their reviews. In fact, when we became a partner to Yelp, they gave us a specific class and training as the person who had to take it. I'll tell you this. A specific class and training on how the Yelp reviews happen and come through and why they're so important. And we train you guys on all of those things. Now, it is like the thing that you mentioned that I want to bring up about Yelp as well, just so because I like to be upfront about everything so you have an understanding of what you are getting into when you're ready, is the quality of leads that are coming from Yelp are going to be from Yelpers, people who regularly use Yelp, just like you're talking about the quality of lead coming from Angie's. Now, Rebecca, you're not wrong for being on high alert and hyper aware of the quality of lead that's coming from Angie, because I speak with dozens and thousands of clients over my 9 years of employment with this organization, and what I can tell you is that is a general consensus. Now, I also speak with thousands of companies who have literally made millions of dollars in your vertical, handyman vertical, okay? But they did have to take some of the good with the bad. They had to do exactly what you guys are already doing. So it is a crapshoot. It's like taking your money to the casino, right? Like it could work.
It could
be great, and you're smart. You're smart. I can tell that you're smart, and you're smart about what you're doing here, and you just want to take a calculated risk to make it work for you. So if you guys take care of, if you guys choose Yelp, it is, again, another calculated risk. You do get the KPIs. You do get all of the breakdown on everything. We teach you how to use Yelp the best. We set up the Yelp page. You're not responsible for setting it up. We set it up. We are going to make it shine bright. We're going to make sure the request to quote is perfect. There's no competitors on your page. You're getting extra profile enhancements. There's like a ton of stuff that comes with it, and we are the expert in that arena. So that's why we do it for you. Like, we're not handing it to you like, hey, we need you to do this, this, and this. Now, the reviews, yes, we do give you the best practice, how to get those reviews for Yelp and how to do this and how to do that. But you would be getting a specific type of client that's coming from Yelp. But our clients that are in, like, your vertical for handyman organization, appliance repair, junk hauling, like things that are going to be high cost on Google Guarantee but are going to be low rent, basically, for return on investment, they see a better return with Yelp. I can even send you guys a little, we have a couple testimonials from current clients that are with Yelp, just so you could get an idea. I'm not trying to push it. I just want you to really understand what you're getting and what you're not getting. And then I'll send the one on Google Guarantee as well.
That's the thing with local. That's the one thing with Local Splash. You guys have been very transparent, and I appreciate that. And there hasn't been really push on anything. It's been more informational.
Awareness.
And that's how I do business.
Right.
Is I don't do sales. I do education and let the customer take their time to decide what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we've always been so successful. So that's the big thing, and you guys have really done that, and I really do appreciate that. And so all the information, and you're welcome. And that's why I told the gentleman on the phone that, you know, it's information, not and I already knew I wasn't going to jump on it right now,
cuz
I need to figure out budget-wise what we're going to be able to afford and what I need to bring in order to make these things work for us.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I need to have all the information so I can do that. And like I said, Angie's so far, and Angie's hasn't been transparent.
They were not transparent.
There was a lot of stuff on the backside that they didn't disclose.
Mm-hmm.
And
they did, but they glanced over it.
Yeah, they glossed it.
It was a super fast.
Yeah, they glossed it. And I've heard that quite a bit.
They were supposed to have an OB, which is the onboard rep, to walk us through setting up the profile and everything. Oh, no. That's something I had to do on my own. 100%. So everything with that, I had to literally go into the app, figure out how the review thing works, send all this stuff to do the reviews. I had to go in and do everything myself. And I was under the, when I gave him phone numbers to send out.
Right.
Yes.
That's just
well, because it's a new platform.
Right.
It's
exactly.
A new platform.
You're not aware of the ins and outs, and you need the extra little help with it. Yeah. Yeah. We take you guys through.
Yeah,
I sent you guys two videos, and then I'm going to send you a 6-minute YouTube tutorial that takes you through the tracking system, and then I'm also going to send you one more that takes you through the My Site, so if you want to make changes on your own, you can. So it's just a lot of information like we spoke about. But the other thing with Yelp, because people will go on and they'll sign up for Yelp themselves, right? And they're like, oh, I'm getting the profile enhancements. I'm getting this. I'm getting that. And they call me back and they're like, man, I had to set it all up myself. Everything you're talking about. they're super frustrated in the end. And it's like, that's why we offer the service, is because we're able to take care of for you and take that off your plate, you know?
Well, part of the package we bought was it includes setting up our Yelp.
We
don't currently have a Yelp professional.
Yeah,
right. And we're
going to
set up the business page.
You guys want to educate you on all the ins and outs.
Right. So this is going to be your basic
you guys can't
Yelp page.
You to know those ins and outs.
Exactly. We're going to set up your basic
great.
Yelp page, and it's going to be great. But when it comes to additional profile enhancements, which is what's included with the Yelp ads,
as we complete jobs, our customers can leave Yelp reviews.
Absolutely.
Which, once we get a few behind us, that's kind of where I'm looking at it.
Sure.
Before we jump into
change
for the mat. Because then we know that everything is moving in the right direction.
You know as well as I do, when you get a job done and you're feeling great about it, when do you want to do your review? You want to do it right then and there. You're going to go back and do it 6 months later?
No. And we give you the tiny URLs. So, we give you these tiny links so that you can get those reviews while you're on the job. When they're complimenting all the work that you guys have done, you can literally have them go into the website or log on to the Yelp right then and leave you that 5-star review. And there's an entire section of reviews in your client dashboard that we have a lot of tools to help you guys with the reviews because we know how important that is.
Yeah, it's huge. It is absolutely huge. I don't even hire somebody until I read several and then cross-reference on everything. So
I'll go to Google and Yelp and to their webpage and to whatever and see if all the reviews are identical or see if they're different.
Right.
I want to see the negative reviews and responses.
But here's the irony is I think maybe I've used Angie's List once or twice in my entire adult life to look for work. And I've never hired anyone from it. So my husband has. I have not. He just told me it was our first pool guy.
Yeah.
He no longer works for us.
He worked for us for a while, but then he couldn't keep up with it.
So,
there's a lot out there about that organization. The good, the bad, the wrong, the ugly. You know what I mean? And maybe you guys got the money back guarantee program.
They just went through that.
Mm-hmm.
We do have the money back guarantee program,
good.
But in order for it to work for me, I have to go through and search those leads out, just at least a few more, and see. And I'm telling you, they give us more opportunity calls than...
We'll swap out this bag of Oxy.
Hold on. Sorry. Okay, we're just going to wait a second. Okay. Okay. We're our daughter's raising... She raises a hog for FFA.
Aww.
And we just came to the feed store because they don't open until 8:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be out of town this weekend in Las Vegas for our third cheer comp. So we're picking up everything we need for all of our lovely animals.
For your life?
Yeah, for my life, yes. The hog, the chickens, the dogs, you know.
Yes, absolutely. So I'm also going to send you out a text with my direct extension. It'll say, this is Amy from the Google Guarantee Department, but I handle all upgrades. and you're able to connect with me whenever you guys are ready or have additional questions, anything like that. You'll have my contact information. You can just dial in the 877 number and press 224 and you'll be connected with me, okay?
Wonderful. Well, I appreciate it. You guys have all been really wonderful. Your entire team so far, everyone I've talked to, has been great. I really, really impressed so far. So, I mean, obviously, I know that we have a lot to do on our end as far as, I know it's not just a one-sided situation. I'm very aware of that.
Right,
the
relationship.
But, yes, but I also understand that it's, I should not be doing all of it either, because
no,
that's why
shouldn't.
I hired a company.
Exactly. That's exactly it. It is a working relationship, but it's more, it's heavier on our end. Just like if I hired you to do a remodel, obviously I'm going to have my input, but at the end of the day, it falls on you because you're the ones that promised you can do the job well, you know?
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
We're totally here for you guys. Whatever you decide to do, whenever you're ready to upgrade, just give me a shout and I'll be glad to answer any questions and work with you directly, okay?
Well, I appreciate that, Amy. Thank you very much and have a wonderful day. And again, please give my compliments to your team. You guys have all been wonderful.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to send you a link for the review so you can rate your experience so far.
Perfect.
Yes.
Perfect.
And I'll go ahead and do that. Feel free to mention us by name. We do get extra kudos for those, so that's pretty cool.
Okay.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful weekend.
And
happy Valentine's Day to you guys, okay?
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day to you, too. Take care, Amy.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.